This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app, streaming live on YouTube too at the Team 980. We're off and you see Clinton Yates, but today you're just going to have to hear him. It's going to be okay. Clinton's on the phone. What's up?
What's up, man? How are you? I'm glad we get to talk a little baseball for once. You know, I know that it's not your biggest thing, but it is fun for me, and this is one that I'm really intrigued about.
Yeah, same. I have been intrigued by this story all week, and we actually talked about it a little bit earlier in the show with Toby Altizer. I'm double dipping on this story today, Clinton. That's how intrigued I am by it.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. How about that?
How about them apples? Or how about them baseballs? Anyway, the point is, Ken Rosenthal wrote a story that by now you probably know about, that the Nationals, the headline, the grabber here is that the Nationals are now amongst Major League Baseball's bottom feeders. I'll start with you, Clinton, the same place I started with Toby earlier, which is just your simple reaction after reading the story, and then we can get into what it all means. But like when you read that, and that statement specifically, that the Nationals are now among Major League Baseball's bottom feeders, joining the likes of the Pittsburgh Pirates, what's your reaction?
This isn't exactly news in a certain way. And I say that in the sense of, I don't know what the average sort of baseball fan looks at the Nationals as, but I do know what the average Nationals fan looks at the Nationals as, and I know what I look at the Nationals as. And to me, these latter two groups, none of that is surprising. Now, that being said, this is where things get weird, and I think I sort of part with a lot of people, and it's an unfortunate timing thing as much as anything. Winning the 2019 World Series was arguably the worst thing that happened to the development of that franchise, period. And it sounds weird to say, but I think you're following my gist here, which is that after they won that, the bottom falls out of the world. You don't really get the celebration. All of the players of import on that team sort of move on, but the brass are all still there, and you've got to figure out, are we really trying to reload this thing? Is that even possible? What do we look like in a landscape in which we're still not spending that much money, but we just kind of lucked up and got, you know, one title out of the whole thing?
Yeah, no, that's, I mean, the whole, I mean, the kind of cultural side of it, of not getting to celebrate anything, like that was, I mean, they had the parade, but like then by the time the next season rolls around, it's COVID and all that kind of stuff was brutal. But it also did seemingly throw a wrench in kind of the clarity of like, what do you do? Because we didn't know what the world was going to be.
Right.
But now I think if I'm going to push back on the bottom feeders part, if I focus in almost in a hyper specific way on that,
okay,
and I'm going to make a counter argument. I don't know how much I believe this. This is part of why I wanted to talk to Toby, part of why I wanted to talk to you. And the thing I've been thinking about all week is, are the Nationals now in that group, or are they a team that is not spending while in transition? They knew they had to rebuild. They blew it up. Some of their own choosing, some of other players like Rendon leaving. That turned out to be a blessing in disguise. Strauss's arm blows up or finishes blowing up, finishes detonating, and that doesn't work out. And so in the years where you're bad, like, I don't really care how much you're spending. Like, you're bad. You're recouping draft picks. And obviously, there's the draft and develop part of this, which is, you know, certainly a part of this equation. But are they a team that is building to spending again? And if so, okay. Or have they really joined that dregs of Major League Baseball that has no hope of ever being competitive.
Well, I think you're making a delineation between two things, Craig, that most people just might not be. I mean, this transition to what exactly? It's not like there's some long-standing history of this franchise having stability at the top and all of a sudden being, you know, an everyday contender. I understand that they made a lot of playoff runs, but a lot of teams do that without necessarily having to try as hard. So I think bottom feeder is completely applicable, because if we don't know and you don't know, and it doesn't appear that the team necessarily knows, and there's fans that are clamoring for some change at the top, be it manager, be it GM, like, yeah, I'm not sure what other word you're going to use other than just participant. Now, it sucks to be thrown in the same sentence as the Pirates, because that feels icky, and it feels like you're swimming in the wrong side of the pool. But the reality is, from a competitive standpoint in Major League Baseball, the Nationals, whether they're in transition or not, have not figured out how to do this the right way, whether they're spending or not, is what I'm saying, because that's where this becomes very difficult. Now, I understand that the identity issue that I brought up before plays a part into this, but I'm not just going to give them the benefit of the doubt that because they believe in X and Y guy and they want to market them, that that necessarily means they're making some big drive to be a stable franchise. It means they know what they've got and they're trying to get what they can out of it. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's exciting players on the team to some degree, but I wouldn't be too far in on, oh yeah, they're just building towards the next thing, because like that happened exactly one time in terms of success beforehand.
Well, you also can't guarantee like a World Series run, though. Like it's baseball's hard. And even teams that have spent, like the Yankees and the Dodgers, like they don't get to make the World Series every single year. And so I guess the where I like genuinely do disagree to some level with that whole premise is that it only worked once. Like they were in position to be a World Series contender for more than half a decade. That's a pretty good run. Then the bottom
fell
out.
Yeah, but I mean, you remember the talent they had with that they got into simply by the draft. And like that's what I'm saying. There's two sort of separate things happening here, which is, if you're asking the question, when do you think you're going to be able to look at the Nationals as a regular contender in the National League, never mind the National League, and nobody seems to have an answer for that based on not just who they are, but who their opponents are, then that to me is this effectively bottom feeding as whatever it is. The record may be one thing, but the bottom line is that they're not drawing tons of people on the road as a crowd or anything like that. And they don't have a ton of stars at this moment. That is kind of the definition of what that is. At least the Pirates have a guy like Skeens, and I'm not trying to throw any shade on Wood or any of these other guys. I'm just saying that, like, I think what that specific word means, bottom feeder, applies a little differently to hardcore baseball fans than it does to others, is what I mean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Yeah, it's Clinton and friends on ESPN Radio. He's also covering the College World Series over the next couple of weeks. So he'll be out in Omaha and covering it from home and all the places. But you can read his work on the internet. That's how ESPN.com works. So check it out there and on Inscape. I don't know if people know that. It's 2025, Clinton. The internet's still new.
It's true. It's funny how that worked out. Yeah.
There's some people watching the show on the internet. That's fun. Anyway,
it is a miracle.
Yeah. I mean, which part? Actually, let's not answer that question. if we take this out, though, and we say, okay,
Yeah.
Let's say the Nats do have, like, let's say Wood actually is the next, you know, Soto, the next Harper, yeah. the next guy, because there's a chance that he could be that. Toby said he thinks he could be a top five player in baseball in a couple years. Like, he's, if he, obviously, the season he's having this year is fantastic. You have guys like Abrams. You have guys like Brady House that are about to come up. You have Hassel. Like, you got all the guys that, were returned for the Soto trade. Gore is currently leading the majors in strikeouts. So they have some young talent. When do they break through the threshold? Does that talent just have to win baseball games and it's like, oh, wow, the Nats are good? Or is there a kind of a spending threshold minimum where you remove them from that category and say, okay, maybe they were a team in transition to something, not a bottom feeder?
I mean, I think that's the part that's hard to say. Wood is a guy that, for me, you pay the money to. That is just, it is what it is. There's no way around that. You've got to give your fans something. And from a talent standpoint, you don't pass them up. But arms are always the issue. And this is where it becomes difficult, because if development isn't where you want it to be, think about, you know, the minor leagues and so forth. And this has always been Rizzo's kind of biggest, I don't know, knock, is that a lot of these position players don't end up getting developed, but there's been a few arms here and there. The arms are the reason teams get back into things. The position players, I don't want to say figure themselves out, but they're more obvious to see. So for me, I don't know. I don't know that there's any foreseeable future on that, because the money you spend can easily be money wasted. Look at it, like the Colorado Rockies. They don't have the worst payroll in the league, but they're certainly the worst team in the league. That has as much to do with location in a lot of cases, and people don't want to play there, but there's no magic number for that, Craig. And that's why when I look at that team, I say, if I don't have a clear path, which is something that this team was lucky enough to have as a result of having two early draft picks. If I can't see a clear path to, are you even as good as the two other franchises above you or three in your own division? Well, then what are we really here talking about? You've got the Bravos, you've got the Mets, who know how to do both the scouting and the spending of the money. And the Nats haven't necessarily proved that they can do both either well.
Yeah, that is going to be the interesting thing, because I mean, the timing of Rosenthal's piece, I think, caught a lot of people by surprise, but his kind of stated timing of it in the piece is that they have the number one pick coming up in the draft. And so obviously we know that the Strasburg and Harper drafts were the ones that kind of catapulted that generation of Nat success, stardom, and fan interest. So what do they do here? You know, who do they take? What does that guy become? And then how quickly does a guy like James Wood ascend to stardom? Well, certainly something.
And that's
to,
where
to
the
watch.
Identity thing, that's where the identity thing, Craig, becomes major, is because between the sale and between, you know, Maston coming off of whatever, and between whatever's happening with baseball rights stuff, there's this weird sort of generational turnover with them that they've got a real question to answer as to who, legitimately, who do you want to be as a franchise? And I don't know that, because of all of the shakiness at the top, that they really have an answer to that. It was easy to say who you were defined as when you had a Stras and you had a Harper and you had a Jason Worth and you had, for some degree, let's just say a Dusty Baker. But now that you're sort of at the washout end years of a manager who won a World Series, which feels like 100 years ago, and you've got a bunch of young guys, some of which you're sure of, some of you're not, I mean, that is legitimately wading in the water. And you could say that's exciting if I'm 12 years old, you know what I'm saying? But if I'm deciding whether or not, I don't know, the fate of a baseball team is going to keep me in my hometown to hang around and take a job, you know, it might not be so concrete in that case.
Right. Or if I have a job and I'm deciding what to spend my disposable income on.
Correct.
You know, Nats season tickets might not be on the top of the list for a couple of years. But they say that they wanted to win starting this year. Well, they didn't spend money like it, and we'll see what they do next offseason, because the proof will eventually be not in the pudding, but in the checkbook. Clint Yates with us here on the Hoffman Show. Have a great weekend, my friend. Thank you as always, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, Gregory. Happy baseball. Talk soon.
All right, sir. Clint Yates with us here on the Hoffman Show. When we get back, we got our weekend preview and a look ahead. We'll focus in a little bit more in the last half hour on some major, major events of the weekend. But first, let's from the world of women's sports, presented to you by Wawa. Chicken how you want at Wawa, with customizable roasted and crispy chicken sandwiches.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.